101. Get the 411 on your 911. Here's your host and emergency room physician, Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome back to ER 101. February is Heart Health Awareness Month, and our Medical News of the Week segment talks about an interesting study that just came out about anti-inflammatory pain medications, so common, the range from aspirin to ibuprofen to the prescription form. And a new study talked about which ones are safest for your heart. So I want to welcome my next guest, Dr. Howard Mell, who is an emergency physician and the EMS medical director for Lake Health System in Concord. And people don't realize, Dr. Mell, that these drugs do have the potential to be dangerous to your heart.
Oh, absolutely. Actually, the FDA several years ago changed the warning labels that were on non-steroidal anti-inflammatory medications to indicate that they were potential cardiac effects. And there were several kind of downstream effects of this. One of them was the removal of some of the prescription non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs from the marketplace, as well as the requirement by the FDA, in addition to warning labels with regards to GI bleeding and allergic skin reactions, they also had to carry a warning that there was a potential for increased risk of cardiovascular events.
Right. And this all sort of came about, if you go back to the early 2000s, we talked about, I mean, it's a whole broad category, right? So all the way from aspirin, which is considered an, you know, non-steroid anti-inflammatory drug. Then there was ibuprofen, naproxen. And what happened in the early 2000s is they got these selective ones, right? They called them COX inhibitors because it all has to do with cyclooxygenase, too much for most people to even care about, including sometimes doctors. But there were these drugs like the name Vioxx, people might remember. And they found that people, you know, they were the new drugs. Unfortunately, sometimes when a new drug comes out, it's like, you know, the best thing since sliced bread. They get overprescribed sometimes. And people were actually having heart attacks on the drug. So Vioxx was actually taken off the market, right?
Yep, Vioxx was taken off the market. And several of the platelet aggregating drugs that changed things with COX-1 and COX-2, as you said very specifically, were pulled from the marketplace. And major undertaking to try and figure out and suss out what exactly the data is. And we now have that data. And what's really interesting is that it seems to very clearly show that naproxen, which is marketed under several brand names as well as generic, is actually very safe for the heart, so safe that I think one of the most interesting things about this publication by the FDA is that there's strong consideration right now being given to stopping studies that are looking at all of the different NSAIDs with regard to cardiac safety, because it is very clear that the naproxen is safe and some of the others aren't showing that level of safety. And there's an ethical question as to whether you keep going with a study when you have a safer alternative.
Right. And they were going to follow the study till 2015, I believe, to look at all these drugs. And one of them is ibuprofen. Naproxen goes under the name Aleve, which I believe is owned by Bayer, the same as Bayer aspirin.
Correct.
But, you know, and I think part of it, too, is it's true. Once things are over the counter, we take them like water, right? We think that it brings up two important issues that people have to realize. You know, just because something's over the counter doesn't mean it can't be dangerous and abused. Look at acetaminophen. And safety related to that. So we have this concept that, like, oh, if you don't need a prescription for it, you can take as much as you need, and that's certainly not the case.
No, absolutely. You know, just because something is over the counter doesn't mean that it's safe, and it doesn't mean that it's safe in all populations. Herbals are not necessarily safe or safe in all populations. And, you know, with this particular issue, we've had some FDA guidance, and the guidance is very clear. And I think the study that we're talking about, it was a study that Pfizer has put out to study Celebrex, Advil, and Naproxen. And that's right. The one that's looking like it's called the Precision Study. And they're looking at the idea that they may have to stop that study because both Celebrex and ibuprofen appear to be continuing to show cardiovascular risk, and the Naproxen does not. And so I think the take-home message here is that if you're going to be taking a medication on a long-term basis, there's two things that I think we need to stress to people. The first is, when you come to the ER, please tell us about the ones that you're taking that are over-the-counter. They do matter, and they certainly will change the risk profile and also what things we might be looking at as an etiology for what's bothering you. The other is to make certain that you are discussing with your primary care doctor those things that you're taking on a regular basis over the counter, because some of them we may wish to change. I mean, certainly for a patient at cardiovascular risk, the case is very strong that we would start them on Naproxen as opposed to a different non-steroidal anti-inflammatory. And likewise, as we look for ways to be healthier and to mediate our risks, you know, we want to be able to guide you in those decisions as well and give you the latest information based on what we know.
Yeah, and Celebrex is one of the selective non-steroidals like Vioxx. It was the only one that was allowed it to remain on the market. And, you know, originally I think these drugs were developed for a specific population, in the sense, if you look at people with rheumatoid arthritis or very, very severe arthritis that are in chronic pain, that are destroying their joints, you know, and it was using those drugs. But those are the people, you know, especially when they get up in age, because they're taking them every single day, and they're taking them constantly, those are the ones that were at risk. And I think that's how we saw the issues happen, correct?
And well, I also think that there was a lot of bleed over, you know, where people often want the latest and greatest drug that they see advertised on television. And when you were seeing these advertised towards those who had chronic pain from rheumatoid arthritis or very severe osteoarthritis requiring daily pain control, and then everybody else was seeing the, you know, get back in the game ads that these were running, you know, talking to people about how they could control their pain with these drugs. You know, we were getting, I mean, I don't know about you, but I can remember getting a lot of requests, specific requests for those from people that were saying, you know, this is what I want to try because I'm certain that I'm hurting very bad, and not realizing that, you know, there were side effects for those things that were not, that were not indicated in the same fashion.
Yeah, absolutely. I think initially, too, there was some kind of buzz. Maybe the more selective ones wouldn't cause as many GI bleeds, but then we found that that wasn't really the case.
Yeah, that's true. And I think, you know, the other thing that people need to keep in mind in general is the way that we classify drugs in this country. You know, we talk about different phases of trials. People may have heard that, where you talk about a phase one trial, which is, you know, kind of showing that the drug might work, and then a phase two is, you know, in healthy volunteers, and then in a phase three is, does it actually do what it's supposed to do against the study population, you know, the people that have the disease that it's supposed to cure. But what everyone forgets about is that the first year of a drug's release is actually referred to as a stage four trial, and that when we do the stage three trials, you know, a very good trial may only have 1,000 people in it. And that means if there is a side effect that will only be there in every 100,000 doses,
right,
it won't be present yet. And so we wait until that first time.
Right, until 1,000,000 people take the drug. And just remember, there is no 100% safe drug or medication. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.